Welcome to Healing and Growing Together, the podcast. I'm your host, Neza Lebopiri. I am a licensed mental health therapist, certified life coach, and NLP practitioner. Every week on this podcast, I will be bringing to you psychological and scriptural perspectives on mental health and personal development to help you gain perspective, reflect, heal, and grow. As we start this off, a quick reset is necessary. And even before that, I want to apologize for being away for so long. I'm back, I'm here, and we're making some major changes that I think you will love. First thing that might be evident is the name. Yes, Neza Lebopiri podcast will now be called Healing and Growing Together. And the name Healing and Growing Together was birthed in August 2023 as a separate project. I was working on a project, and during prayer, God made it clear what it was supposed to be. You're listening to the podcast pillar of Healing and Growing Together. Also being launched today is the Healing and Growing Together, the community. And it's going to be hosted on Telegram. This is an all-access community with me, Neza Lebopiri. And in this community, you will get access to healing and transformational sessions and content, question and answer sessions, and the opportunity to be a part of a safe community that truly cares for your healing and also for your growth. So right now, as I speak, as you listen, you can scroll down to the show notes and just click on the link to join community. And it's going to take you to Telegram. I hope you have a Telegram account, and you can just simply join, share it with your close friends and those that you love. I can't wait to meet you there. So let's do this. Getting into today's topic, forgiving oneself can be a very challenging journey. And if you're living through life, you've probably been hurt before, you've been disappointed before. And I totally understand the difficulty in forgiving others, but often we don't talk about the challenge of actually forgiving yourself. It's a very important step towards inner peace and personal development. In previous episodes, I have talked about what hurt does to the soul or to the mind. And I've made a reference to how holding on to past hurt or past pain could almost feel as though you're driving a car and there's mist on your windshield, so you can't see where you're going, right? And you can be moving, but you still can't see where you're going, so crashing is very possible. But when I think of unforgiveness, especially the unforgiveness of self, I think of it as tying a very, you know, a load to your heart, or a boulder to your heart, and going through life with this weight tied to your heart. It can weigh you down and it can keep you stuck. So that's why I wanted to start off, come back here and talk about forgiveness or forgiving yourself. Let's start first by looking at what the lack of self-forgiveness, how it can affect you, and then build from there. Some of the ways in which, a lack of self-forgiveness can affect you is it can lead to increased level of stress and anxiety, as well as depression. And there can be physical manifestations of this. I mean, if you are anxious, it's like your sleep is affected. Or if you are stressed, it's likely that you might be stress eating. This could easily lead to insomnia and even affecting your immune system. So this can happen. People don't just lose weight, I like to say. People don't just gain weight, I also like to add. So all this could be a manifestation of those emotions as a result of you failing to forgive yourself. Other effects include strained relationships because of these feelings of guilt or resentment that can interfere with how you interact with others around you. Because if you have a very horrible self-image as a result of things you haven't forgiven yourself for, it also affects how then you view others. So your opinions, how you envision other people is really affected. So imagine the strain in relationships. You don't know how to speak to yourself well because you haven't forgiven yourself. And in turn, you don't know how to speak to others because you haven't learned through how you treat yourself. I need to stop and listen to that myself. But I'll move to number 3. just a lack of self-forgiveness can lead to a lower self-esteem and confidence. And I may have just touched briefly on this in the previous point. And this can make it difficult to move forward or pursue goals. You don't think you're worthy. You think you are guilty and charged and sentenced. So whatever opportunities that are presented to you, you don't have the self-esteem or confidence to pursue things. I know as I speak, some of you are already thinking of certain things that you may have done that have been, you know, still in your heart, and you've been holding a grudge even against yourself, a sense of resentment, and so you haven't been able to flow in the direction of your goals or your purpose. I just feel like I need to say something and stop. Also for myself, because trust me, I'm not just speaking to you listening, but I'm also speaking to myself. So let's be gentle with ourselves as we process this. Number four, it can cloud judgment and hinder our ability to make clear, rational decisions. It may lead to a sense of stagnation or feeling stuck in the past, preventing personal growth and development. Have you ever met a person who said, "Twalisulwa kale," you know, or people already don't have a regard for us, so it doesn't matter what I do, right? And that's a cloud of judgment. That's a loss of rationality or clarity. So you're just okay doing whatever you want to do because you think people already don't have a regard for yourself, when in fact, you haven't forgiven yourself for those things that you think you're being judged for. Yeah. Trust me, when I'm writing these notes, I'm just writing them. Now that I'm speaking them to you, I'm just like, you know, pose, Niza, pose and take it in. Take it in. We'll be looking at just some of the things that could cause this on top of some of the examples I'm making and how we can break free. So let's just hold on, right? Let's just hold on and take it in. Number five, a lack of self-forgiveness can reinforce negative behaviors. Just as stated, patterns and coping mechanisms can be reinforced as a way to avoid confronting feelings of guilt or shame. So you people already know me. I'm still not going to show up for my podcast because what difference does it make, right? I'm the black sheep of the family anyway. And the list goes on. Number six, which is last but definitely not the least, for some, it may affect their spiritual well-being or a sense of inner peace, as forgiveness is often intertwined with spiritual belief or practices. To explain this, most of what we view as wrong is from a spiritual, because of our spiritual beliefs that then become the foundation of what we view as wrong and right. And so the minute you have done something, for example, as Christians, we believe thou shalt not gossip, right? For example, thou shalt not steal. And I hope you can remember your 10 commandments though. There's a way that we've washed down or watered down the law to appease ourselves and just be okay with the things that we do. But if that be the case, every time you find yourself you have stolen or you have lied about something, that could easily affect your spiritual well-being. You just feel off balance. You don't have a sense of peace, right? And you can't forgive yourself. And trust me, forgiving yourself is one of the first steps to actually believing that you're worthy of forgiveness and that you can pursue forgiveness, even if it's from a spiritual deity or if it's from even just humans, okay? So these are just some six examples of how, you know, a lack of self-forgiveness can affect us. Let's move to is the things that we need to forgive ourselves for. Number one, past mistakes and failures. And this is because it's part of human experience to make mistakes and to fail at things, right? And this is me telling you that you are human, and it's likely that you've made mistakes of squirts and failures, and it's okay. So whether it was a poor decision, a wrong turn, or a regrettable action, learning to forgive yourself or learning to forgive ourselves from past mistakes is the first step towards growth. It's almost like you're releasing yourself. Number two, relationships. And this is the breakdown of relationships, whether it is friendships or romantic involvements. This can leave us with feelings of guilt or inadequacy. You had a relationship and somebody decided to break up with you, right? And now you feel like you are to blame, like that relationship did not work because of you. You have a strained relationship with one of your parents or with one of your siblings. It's easy most times for us to hold ourselves ransom and hold ourselves as the people to blame. And so we feel inadequate, we feel like we're not good enough, we feel as though we fell short, we didn't meet an expectation in those relationships, and we are to blame. This is one of the things that a lot of us need to sit in. Our relationships with our parents, I know I'm in a season where this is something that I've been praying about and working on, is the relationship with my parents, right? I'm just gonna share this. Recently, in one day, I got a phone call from my dad, and he just said he wanted to check in. And I got a phone call from my mother, and she was also telling me she just wanted to check in on me. And I remember crying, right? Because that's something that hasn't been normal. And because I had been praying certain prayers and just, you know, working on myself, here is a manifestation of healing or a manifestation of restoration. And I still don't know what to do with it, right? That's also a piece for you to know that Nisa is also a human, still navigating life and still trying to figure out things. But like, there's a relationship that didn't work and you think you're to blame. Is it the relationship with your parents, with your siblings? Is it with your relatives, with an ex? Is it with a friend? You may need to forgive yourself for that. That's number two. Number three, missed opportunities or unfulfilled expectations. This can be in career, in your personal life, or in otherwise, you know. Forgiving yourself for these missed chances is also very important for you to move forward, because it can hold you. You can feel stuck because, how could I have not taken that opportunity? How could I have not applied for that? Why did I not just sit for that exam? You know, why didn't I enroll for school 5 years ago? I could be finishing right now. You need to forgive yourself. One of the things I like to tell my clients, even in therapy, is that you made the best decision that you could make at the time based on what you knew and what you had handy to you, or what you could process, right? A few years ago, I was in New York State. I went to New York State Capitol, Albany. And while we were there, we took a tour through the Capitol. That's what they call it, the Capitol. They were showing us all these buildings, all these underground tunnels, right? Walking from one building to another through an underground tunnel. And they were like, oh, the Rockefellers built this. This was in 2018, and believe it or not, it was quite a profound experience. But it only took me until 2023. I was doing this class with Dr. Lanre Olushola, an amazing life coach from Nigeria, in Lusaka. And we're sitting there, and he made us watch this documentary. Is it The Men That Built America? And as I'm sitting there, I'm listening to the story of the Rockefellers and how they had contributed so much of their money to the building of America. And I'm sitting there, right? 2018 Nisa and 2023 Nisa, different capacity to process something. And I'm there jaw dropped because I saw what these men built. Right? I saw what this man built, and at the time I couldn't fathom. And now 2023, I'm doing better, I'm in a good place. Now I can actually fathom. And a lot of us hold ourselves ransom or are hard on ourselves because of the things we couldn't process years back. It happened. That's what you could process. And it's okay. It's okay to forgive yourself. So, are there missed opportunities or unfulfilled expectations that in your career, in your education, in your relationships, you haven't been able to meet, and now you haven't forgiven yourself? Oh, wow. I want you to do the work of actually releasing yourself, because you made the decision that you could make then based on what you could comprehend, based on what you knew, based on what you had. Let's move to number four. The things that other people did to us. Maybe you feel like you weren't good enough, and that's why your partner cheated on you. Maybe you feel like you were lazy. That's why your supervisor said hurtful things to you. We like to blame ourselves, and it's also a human thing. There are two types of people. There are people who will blame everyone around them, and then there are people who will blame themselves. I think oftentimes I've been the person that has blamed myself, like, oh, that didn't work out because of me, or the company failed because of me, or the project wasn't successful because of me. And so There are times when we have to come to terms with the fact that I was the victim. It's okay. And I know a lot of times we preach against victim mentality, but sometimes we could easily hold ourselves down because we're denying ourselves that. I was the one that was hurt. I was the one that was, you know, mistreated. I was the one that wasn't cared for. I was the one that was neglected. And because something was done to you, and I think it can get deeper than that. Somebody lied on you. Somebody stole from you, right? And you're thinking like, oh, if I was smart enough, if I was just, you know, diligent enough, that wouldn't have happened. These are some of the things that we need to learn to forgive ourselves from, because we're human going through life. Any one of these, or maybe all four of them, have happened to you. And now that we've identified some of the common areas that may require self-healing, let's explore some ways to embark on this journey of self-forgiveness. I'm using the word journey because it's not a one sit down and one size fits all. I sat down and I've forgiven myself and therefore it is done. Forgiveness is defined as, just forgiving yourself may mean letting go of the feelings and emotions associated with what went wrong. You have this anger because of something that went wrong. Forgiving yourself means letting that anger go. Or you have this sadness, you have this sorrow, you have this shame because of something that happened towards yourself. Forgiving yourself means let go of the shame towards yourself. Okay, so how do you do that? Let's start with compassion. Compassion, usually we talk about it as an extension to others. But treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend, remembering that you are human and like everybody else, you deserve compassion, is very, very important. Self-judgment and self-forgiveness kind of play together. If you can't forgive yourself, then you're constantly judging yourself. And when I say show yourself some compassion, I mean be kind, be understanding to yourself. I mean, if your friend came to you and said, listen, I can't forgive myself for this, what would you tell your friend? And would you tell that same thing to yourself is the question. Because many of us would actually hold our friends and tell them it's gonna be okay, you're not a bad person, you can start again. But we won't tell ourselves that same statement. So can you be kind and understanding to yourself? Let's go to number two. It's very important, even in the wake of failure or making mistakes, right, to focus on growth and change. There's a term, growth mindset or fixed mindset. People who have growth mindset pick up and go, pick up and move. And recognizing that personal growth involves, evolving beyond your past self. Embrace change as a natural part of your life. And understand that growth often stems from overcoming these challenges. I did mention that sometimes making mistakes and failure could lead or could be created need for you to forgive yourself, right? In other episodes, I've talked about how failure is simply feedback. I learned this in coaching school, whereas in my coach really emphasized that failure is just feedback. And so if it is feedback, it's okay to sit with the failure. It's okay to sit with the mistake. Because now you have some feedback that could guide you on what you should do and what you should not do again. The challenge can be that failure, heartbreak, and bad decisions are staring at you. But growth and change can be in you looking at it and saying, I'm going to try and I'm going to do better. And this effort requires for you to actually let go of whatever shame, of whatever judgment that you have towards yourself. And so somebody would want to say, okay, Niza, so how do I let go? Sometimes you let go through action, and the action must be against the thing that has been holding you down. So the action is against the failure. I'm going to do better. And this time I'm going to get up and do something. I like that for myself. I really like that for myself. And there's been times when I've thought I'm going to wait until I'm fully healed to do A, B, C, D. But I found that there has been more healing for me in doing. Like, just get up, Niza, and do it anyway. I have so much social anxiety, but I'm still going to go for this event and I'm still going to speak. And as I speak, I'm setting myself free. I'm telling myself you're worthy. I'm telling myself you deserve this opportunity. So I want to extend that to you. Focus on growth and change. Act against whatever is holding you bound. Do that thing anyway. Let's move on to the next one. seek forgiveness from others the same way you need to seek forgiveness from yourself. But I'm saying this because if your actions have affected others, it's very important to seek forgiveness directly. Apologizing sincerely and actually making these amendments where possible can be a really huge step towards self-forgiveness, because you could be stuck in guilt. I did this to somebody else. I remember, like, in my seasons of hurting, there were certain people that I couldn't show up for when I needed to show up for them. And I wasn't just guilty about the fact that I stayed away from anything, but, like, specifically, I should have been there for X's wedding and I didn't go. And just calling them and saying, hi, I was in a bad place and I wanted to apologize for not being there. If there's any way I can support you, please let me know, has actually set me free. Like, nobody's a horrible person. Sometimes we just go through seasons that are hard, and sometimes we can still hold ourselves, you know, bound, ransom, unforgiven and whatever, because I wasn't there for my friend. No, but did you have the capacity to be there for your friend? So it's okay that you can just reach out and tell them. I think recently I had to do this because a friend of mine was having a chilangamlilo and I decided to move. And it was still on my mind until I actually sent a voice note to my friend and said, listen, I really wanted to be there, but I had to move for my own sanity and I couldn't be there for your event. And the understanding that I got from my friend was really beautiful. And so who do you need to seek forgiveness from? Is there somebody that you hurt? Is it your parents, right? Is it a friend? Is it a relative? Is it your boss? Is it somebody who's junior to you at your workplace that you may have been mean to because you're having a bad day? Seek forgiveness. Release yourself. We can just make this about us and say, oh, I need to forgive myself. But sometimes forgiving yourself starts with asking forgiveness from others. Here's the second last one. We need to start learning from what we didn't do well. Instead of just dwelling on the past mistakes, we need to view them as opportunities for learning and for growth, understanding that what went wrong, and we can make amends and we can use such experiences to make better choices in the future. One of the things that we need to learn is that we are human. At every given point, a human knows what they know and don't know what they do not know. And so when we're making decisions, our decisions are affected, are informed by what we know. I can never overstress this, and that's why it's important for us to continue learning. I mean, you're listening to this podcast episode, right? And as you are listening, there's certain things that you're now knowing, that you're now learning, that are going to inform all the other decisions that you make. I love that for you. I love that for you. Because 5 minutes ago, the decisions that you were likely going to make about forgiving yourself are now different. And that's a good thing. Last but not the least is talk to someone. That thing that you've been holding in your heart that you haven't known what to do with. I did a video on Instagram about conversations. Sometimes conversations give us perspectives. And so as you're listening to this, there are certain things that are popping up in your head. You can go and speak to somebody that you trust. If you're in therapy, you can go and bring up whatever it is with your therapist. Because equally, I am a therapist, I should know. I'm going to hold space for someone to process whatever it is that they might be feeling. So speak to someone, whether that someone is your pastor at church, is your older sibling or your younger sibling. I call to my younger siblings. I'm the firstborn of 5 children. Trust me, there are times when I'm very dependent on my siblings, including our last born, who's only, what, 20 years old this year? And I'll go her and I'll be like, okay, Lolo, I need a counselor. And she's only in second year psychology. So, and she'll listen. And sometimes that's all I need, someone just to listen. And as I'm speaking, I'm also hearing myself, and that's good enough. So who do you need to talk to? Who can you talk to? I could go on with this topic. I really could, but I hope you have something to start with. And I'll be sharing some reflections, some questions in our community on Telegram. And I'll be answering some questions in real time. I mean, someone could just send me something and ask me a question. I'm likely to share my answer on that platform first. And so do join our group right now. The link is in the show notes. And like I said earlier, I really can't wait to meet you on Telegram in the Healing and Growing Together community.
Mental health issues can negatively affect your well-being. Yeza provides online mental health counseling services for matters such as anxiety, depression, grief and loss, relationship issues, and self-identity. We provide confidential one-on-one online sessions from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Mondays to Fridays. Our caregivers are qualified and licensed. To schedule a session, message us on WhatsApp at +260 978 995887. Yeza, here for you.
I'm happy, but also sad to say that this is it for this episode. We've looked at, how unforgiveness of self affects us and some of the things that we need to forgive ourselves for. And we've also looked at some of the steps that we could take towards that. And again, it's an ongoing process. It's not today I'm done. And every step you take towards forgiving yourself just brings you closer to a more healed and more productive you. So I just wish you all the best in this endeavor. If you have found this episode valuable, please share it with others who may benefit from it. You know, there are times when we listen to something and we're listening and we're like, I think I know this person needs to listen to this. It's not a bad thing, so long as we are also doing the work. So do not forget to share this link with someone. I would really appreciate it. I'm just here to create impact, to help people heal and to help people grow. And don't forget to subscribe just for more content. I will be bringing you an episode every week. And I'm looking out for your questions that will form even more of our conversations. Until next time, my name is Niza, and I wish you growth and healing.
This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult with your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. I welcome any comments, corrections of errors, and suggestions to improve the podcast.